When President Obama first took office just over a year ago, we confronted a pretty bleak situation in Afghanistan. Many of our early gains had eroded. The Taliban was reascendant in many parts of the country, and Afghan confidence in the coalition was in decline. President Obama ordered an immediate strategy review, and in the course of that preliminary review, we made a number of changes. The U.S. added about 30,000 troops last spring, and NATO appointed General McChrystal as the commander of ISAF. General McChrystal immediately began to emphasize the importance of counterinsurgency as a strategy and prioritized protecting the Afghan people over killing the enemy. He issued a series of new tactical directives for ISAF forces, everything from partnering with the Afghans to convoy driving behavior. And so far, the evidence suggests that this fundamental shift in approach has been extremely successful. The percentage of Afghan civilian casualties caused by coalition actions has dropped substantially. This has produced significant shifts in the Afghan people in terms of their attitudes towards ISAF. Compared to a year ago, Afghans today report that they are far more optimistic about the future and have far more confidence in our ability to prevail over the Taliban and other violent extremists. We've seen other positive indications in the last year as well. Although the Afghan elections in August were certainly marred by electoral fraud, the new government was ultimately formed, and despite serious issues such as corruption that remain, most Afghans have a degree of confidence in their new government. In his December speech at West Point, the President announced a number of refinements to our strategy, which you're familiar with, the addition of 30,000 additional troops in places where they're needed most by the summer of 2010, supplemented by several thousand additional NATO and non-NATO troops. This strategy refinement focuses on reversing the insurgency's momentum and accelerating the ANSF growth while also improving their quality.